You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.
I'm here with Guy Faria. He's one of the founders or co-founder of the company. So, Guy, can you tell us about Penn Brothers?
Yeah, so Penn Brothers is a solution to provide stuff for startups. So what we do is we find startups anywhere in the world. They are looking to scale and grow and find people. And most of the times they cannot or afford to find people on their countries because they're too expensive. So what we found is that was an opportunity for us to provide staffing, great staffing from the Philippines for them. And that's basically what we do. We started as a need, basically. We understood the need that we had internally of finding people in the Philippines for our own businesses. It was not only ours. And we started to provide these and go around the market to see if there were other startups out there that would like to hire people in the Philippines at a better rate that they can do in their own countries. And yeah, and obviously the market was there. So it's been a great story over the past 4 years.
I know Penn Brothers is based in Manila, but were you already in the Philippines before you started Penn Brothers?
Yeah, so my co-founder Nicholas was living in the Philippines. So I came to visit and he told me, why don't you look at hiring people here in the Philippines, you know, for my other business? And it was never a consideration for us, obviously, but we started to look and we actually found some, the first or second interview we made, we actually found some really, really good candidates at a very good rate. From there, we understood that we needed then an agency to employ the people and a place where they could sit down and work, basically. So we start looking around what was in the ecosystem in the Philippines of that, and pretty much we didn't find any space that I was pleased with for my own people, and there was not really any agency to employ people on a small scale. So there was a lot of agencies employing people on a large scale. I mean, Philippines is known for its BPO industry, but no one was doing it in a modern, for millennial oriented, inducive and productive way. Everyone was doing it in large scale, in for the type of jobs that are repetitive, and we understood that that was not what I wanted and what I envisioned. So we decided with my partner. He said, "Look, why don't we start the agency ourselves?" And so we started with a very small office for about 40 people. The office was not small, but we had two employees. When we started, so we had an office for 40 people with three people sitting there, one person to manage the office and two employees. But within a month, we found one client, 20 employees, and we were profitable from month two. So it's been a great ride. Yeah.
So you moved from your country, which is?
I'm from Portugal originally. At that stage, again, we thought there was a need in the market. Obviously, that's why we founded. I didn't think that was such a need in the market, basically, right? And it's been an amazing ride, really, over the past 4 years. So moved to the Philippines, obviously. And we've grown from those two people, not yet, about 4 years ago. So in 48 months, we brought the business from two employees to, we have about 1,000 people in our offices nowadays, and nine offices.
So you moved to a bigger office, I presume?
Yeah, I mean, we still have the old one. It's just been redone. But so now we have nine offices, eight offices in four locations in Manila and counting. I mean, it's we're close to be full again. We're thinking what's next for us, basically.
Yep. You mentioned earlier that before the Philippines was not a consideration for you, but what really pushed you to hire people and put up your own company in the Philippines?
I think the reason why the Philippines was never a consideration was really the lack of knowledge, right? It's really, I think most people outside the Philippines have a concept, a preconceived image about the Philippines that is very, very different to the reality. So what made me change the mind was the reality of the market, was really start talking to people, finding extremely good talent, outstanding talent, amazing, great rates for the work that you get when compared to the developed world, and really outstanding people. The Filipinos are really hard-working people once you understand them and how to manage them. But that was the reason. I mean, we interviewed the first person, and within 1 hour, we were more than convinced that was the right person. He's still with us. He's still an amazing worker. And it was really that. And like that, there were so many others. And it's just been, the history is just repeating itself over and over again as we grow. As we grow, obviously, we became a known employer. Young people want to work with us. The best people want to work with us. They want to be in a great environment, in a relaxed environment where you can go and work in shorts and t-shirts. There's a bunch of smart people around, and you can see stuff happening every day and really having an impact on a lot of them on Earth, because it's not just the Philippines. I mean, we employ people for companies all over the world.
Yeah.
And now we really manage to attract great talent to work with us.
From two employees and one client before, how many clients do you have now?
Joseph, what's 85? Yeah, I think that's. I think it's not just a number. Obviously, it's a big number. The 85 is a big number. The important thing is the quality of the clients. I mean, this year has been a great year for us. We have four unicorns working with us, four companies worth more than $1 billion working together with us. We like to call them partners in the sense of, I mean, we are not vested in their business, but they trust us. They work out of our offices. We employ their people. And it's obviously, we are in this together, right? They really trust us. And the reason why they trust us is because we don't fail. And I think the future looks very positive because of that. When you work with the good people, you know, more good people come along, right?
Yeah. So I think this past few years had been a boom for startups. Where do you think the startups are going in 5 to 10 years' time?
I think the boom to startups has been, I think, the I like to go to the what's the concept of a startup, right? And startup, it's not a company. I think it's a lifestyle, basically. It's this constant need of our generation and the younger generations even more to constantly question what you're doing, if it's the right thing, and if we can do it better, faster, and really have an impact. And I think that's going to keep growing, because I mean we as human beings is, we want to make an impact. Everyone understood, and you know, I mean, these young generation has been told that they can do everything, and in a lot of cases it's true. I just the other side of it is they're not told as how hard it is to do, how hard it is to be successful, and how hard it is to be really good at what you are. It takes a lot of work, but the world's out there. I mean, there's, you know, there's money, there's plenty of money, there's plenty of ideas, there's a lot of people that are really trying to do it. So I think the startup community is just going to grow and grow and grow and grow, basically, right? But people just need to it's really a lifestyle. Startup is not let's have a company. It's really a lifestyle. It's, you let go of a lot of nice benefits that you have not in the startup world, but you gain a lot of others. So it's really something that I think more and more this millennial generation is willing to bet on early on. And I think once the startup bug bites you, there's no going back, right? There's no going. I mean, if you, in your early 20s, you start in a startup, you found something yourself, you fail, doesn't matter. But it's very hard for you to just go to a corporate world and sit down. You're just going to be bored.
Having Filipinos as your employees and working with them, what's that special trait of Filipinos, aside from hardworking, that you really believe that Penn Brothers is using and utilizing as a company?
I'll leave that question to Joseph. Joseph is here with us. He's our managing partner. I obviously manage some people, but we are more on a strategic level already on a day-to-day. What do you think, Joseph?
Thanks, Guy. I think there's, as Guy said earlier, a perception from the outside that talent and the people we have in the Philippines is, of course, everyone knows that the English speaking is fantastic, so communications, and everyone knows that it's also a lot less cost than in the first world, where lots of these startups, or our startups are, right? Singapore, Australia, US. But I think it goes a bit deeper, and it's only when you go there, live there, and really get to understand and meet the people that you see the other traits to Filipino talent. And I think from my experience, it really boils down to two things. One is the adaptability, okay, how flexible they are. And this is so important with startups. When you're pivoting left and right, making big changes, perhaps you've given someone a certain scope and then later it completely changes, right? Because you're a startup, you also don't know which direction you're going in yourself sometimes. And I think in other places where we've both employed people before, like UK or Portugal, wherever it is, people are far less willing to adapt. Okay, they want to do what they were told right from the beginning. Whereas in the Philippines, I don't know whether it's that there's that resilience that they've built from years of being smashed by typhoons and all of this stuff, and it comes out in the personality and the culture, I think. So flexibility is definitely the first. The second, which is I think far more important, is loyalty, right? And I think at the beginning, again, so many other markets, if someone gets offered twice the salary and a more beautiful place next door, then that person will go. But once you've got a Filipino on side and they believe in you and they believe in your vision, then they will really be with you for life. And they'll dedicate every single thing that they can to you. Which, again, when you're looking to build a team of phenomenal people for a startup, loyalty is so important.
So Penn Brothers is not moving to any country except the Philippines?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think we're really trying to solve a problem, which is how startups at any stage hire the right people as fast as possible, okay, at a price that they can pay. So we tend to find most of the people that we want in the Philippines. But that will be, as we grow, we get to more specific startups that have areas that, again, they want to find the best people no matter where they are, and we might not have those areas in the Philippines, and eventually the business could and should expand to other areas. Not only, I mean, normally through developing countries first, but eventually to also develop the world. Because again, I mean, as startups grow, at the beginning, obviously, they want to reduce their costs as they grow. It's not about reducing costs. It's really about getting things done as fast as possible. And that takes great talent. I mean, everyone knows that you're not going to build something beautiful without great people. So eventually, yes. But I think is really, right now, we're really focused on helping companies mainly in Singapore and Australia. I think here in Australia, there's a huge potential for both for us, for our business to grow with Australian partners, and vice versa, for Australian companies to grow with us, because we allow them to experiment at one more time, and I'm going to repeat myself, at a cost that they can afford to do, basically, right? So we come in, we really talk to the companies. If you are a 10, 15, 20, 30 people startup here, you're ready to scale, you need to grow, your team twice, three times, this is where we come in and really say, okay, let me find you exceptional talent in the Philippines that can develop a part of your business, help you get to your goals, and make a beautiful story together, basically.
For our listeners, where can they get information about Penn Brothers?
I mean, online, obviously, just visit us at just Google Penn Brothers or pennbrothers.com, obviously comes up. Facebook, LinkedIn, all the normal channels you will be able to find us. Feel free to contact us at any time, basically. I mean,
thank you very much, Guy and Joseph.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.